Happy New Year! That's what people are meant to say, isn't it? Do you actually know the words to Auld Lang Syne?
Should old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of Auld Lang Syne?
She can't sing. She don't really know the words. But that's how we're starting our podcast of 2021, people. With a plane over us, some sheep in the distance, very quiet, and shivering outside of the wind as much as possible on a cold winter's morning. As we always begin each podcast,
cue the ukuleles!
So season's greetings, perhaps all that stuff is now maybe over and done with. Welcome to an episode called Fresh Start. This is Slimming World Podcast. If you're new to the podcast, then hey.
Welcome to
yes,
the madness.
To the madness. I'm Claire. I'm just a mere member.
A mere mortal member.
And I've been following Slimming World for the fifth time over the last 3 years and have lost just over 5 stone. We've been doing this podcast for 2 years, and then the person sat to the right of me is Anna of the Mangan, who was my consultant.
And then she ditched me.
Then became my co-presenter and is sometimes my friend. So okay. Who are you? What do you do, Anna?
Who am I? I am, apparently, I know what I'm talking about. I'm a Slimming World consultant. Almost 10 years in the game. As a Slimming World consultant, not on, in the game. And 21 years as a member. I'm a mummy, I'm a slimmer, I'm a co-presenter, and I'm a high maintenance woman, highly manicured, blow dried, and don't like the outdoors.
Whereas I've got like my walking boots on, love getting muddy.
Oh, no.
They're still fresh from mud from my yesterday's morning walk. But hey, this is something that we do. Well, it started out for fun, and then last year somehow we became sponsored officially by Slimming World. And we do just want to say that the things that we talk about are often our personal experiences. You know, we're not doctors, so we always say the caveat. Find out, you know, if you need to check something with a healthcare professional, if you need to check something with your consultant with Slimming World, and just bear that in mind that the stories we share are often our stories or our listeners' experiences, which may help you, but somehow you've also just got to find what's right for you. Every Monday we put a new episode, so if this is the first time you're joining us, then make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you get that update, that little bit of bite-sized mojo every Monday. And the reason we put out our new episode on Mondays is because we know that quite often weekends are a little bit of a messy affair for most people.
Never.
So whatever happens, you can always be sure, draw a line into that weekend, because on Monday you can start your week afresh. And you wake up and there is a new episode hanging out for you.
So we got to be that group in between group, don't we?
Like in between group.
So, you know, Monday's a good time, isn't
we
it?
We can't take credit for that catchphrase.
No,
somebody else did that.
I think Rebecca
us.
Came up with that, didn't she?
Yeah, Rebecca at Slimming World HQ. So, fresh start is the subject today. And I think it's worth saying that you're having a bit of a fresh start, aren't you, this week?
Go away. I'm 40 today.
Yeah, happy birthday.
40.
That's it.
I went to buy a
I'm in my 30s and you're in your 40s.
My husband said that because he's still 39. I went to buy a bottle of wine and the lady asked my age and she said, oh, can you pull down your mask? She looked at me and she went, oh, clearly. I was like, oh, is it that bad? Thank you so much. So yes, I am 40.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, you were drinking wine.
No, for someone else.
Oh, right. Okay.
No.
For presents.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. 40. Still alive, which, you know, hasn't always seemed like it was going to happen.
Well.
I'm embracing it. I'm embracing my 40th year. It's going to be a year of joy. It's going to be a year of excitement. It's going to be a year of just doing lots of fun things.
Yeah.
I hope.
If you don't actually know our backstories, one thing to kind of let you know is you don't actually have to go all the way back to episodes 1 and 2
you
if
imagine?
You don't want. Like, for us, it feels like a lifetime ago.
It was. There's what, 110, 20?
Over 100 episodes. Oh. But actually, Anna's story and Claire's story are the first two episodes, if you want to kind of get a bit of a background to who we are. But yeah, like, health-wise, it's been a bit of a mad year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been... I mean, I'm well. I say, cluttering a wooden bench. But yeah, I'm feeling good. Hitting 40, I'm feeling well. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling powerful. I'm feeling like, do you know what? I don't take any rubbish anymore. And I'm feeling good about my weight, which is nice. I'm feeling good about my fitness. I'm a runner now, did you know?
I'm not. Well, see, fresh starts is an interesting subject, isn't it? Because January, like I've always said, January has been for me a bit of a draw the line. That year is done, park whatever it is. And in our last two episodes, we've talked about, you know, instead of New Year's resolutions, creating habits that stick. We've talked about drawing a line under 2020 when you get your journal out. Oh, that was loads of birds flying over us.
Happy birthday.
No, the birds just said that.
Sorry.
Stay on message. Stay on message. So then we look at like a different subject each week, and Fresh Start is also the name of the January campaign that Slimming World are talking about how, you know, when you kind of get back on the scales, whether you are a new member, whether you rejoin, about like having a bit of punch about your first week, like really making it count, starting like your weight loss journey this year, this, you know, whether you're rejoining, whether you're a new member, with the right tone. And the way that you kind of get these things started can really kind of just keep the momentum going. It's interesting because I have to be honest that my journey of the fifth time of rejoining 3 years ago, I didn't really have these big losses that lots of people talk about. Like, I was really surprised that the average person loses, what is it, 4 or 5 pounds a week in their first week. I wasn't one of those people.
Well, don't worry, you're not alone in that either. I think I've had many journeys, as you know, 5,846 of them, and I've had weeks where, you know, lost a cool 9 pounds in a week, equally had weeks where it's been a pound. I think what I've learned from myself and my members is that if we start strong and we feel that we're going at a good pace, we feel more motivated to carry on. We've all had it where you get stuck in the mud, don't literally, and you just feel like, gosh, this is going to take forever. So getting off to a great start and starting off your habits well, I think, is a really, really key thing to feeling motivated and inspired. I have had journeys where I have gone in half-hearted. I've, you know, not made the changes I needed. I've not counted the sins in the way I could have or should have. And I know that's kind of left me a little bit, you know, lackluster and feeling like this is going to take me for forever. So I am planning with my members to give January the biggest kick in the bum we have ever seen. And you know what? For a lot of people that are listening, they've been members before. They are currently members, have been doing it a long time. And you think, well, what do I need to do differently in January? I think sometimes it's just going back and pulling it back to basics, isn't it? And just looking at, you know, actually, am I truly doing it 100%? Or are you doing an Anna Mangan 66.6%? Yeah. And it's about going into January with fresh eyes, I think. You know, a fresh start's brilliant, but looking at your particular journey and what do you need differently? So I know I need to be honest. I just need to not lie to myself. Like when I eat in the car, it does count, Anna. You know, those little things that you maybe don't even realise you've done can have a really big impact. So
yeah, I totally hear that, because the most recent journey, I think when I went back, I kind of thought, oh, I know how to do this.
Yeah.
And actually, the plan had changed.
Yeah.
You know, like in recent years, we've gone up to 2 healthy extra A's instead of 1. And I just hadn't really adapted those kinds of changes. I was kind of half doing Slimming World and half doing Claire's World.
Yeah.
I was focusing too much on the speed, but then not using my free food to kind of really fill up. And then because I was hungry, the first thing I would reach for was Sins.
Yeah.
And it's been a bonkers... Like, I'm genuinely excited for anybody who's listening to this now. If I am talking like to the Claire of 3 years ago, and I told her like how things are, how I feel about my body, how I feel about my weight, how I feel
about
like,
your life,
just about life and the energy and the time and the friends that I've made and the community I've built, and the fact that in a weird way I was obviously meant to get fat because now this is a job.
Well, we
are sponsored by Slimming World to talk and share about our journeys. In a way, all that pain, all that heartache, it was all about learning and growth. Now, I know that if I said this to the Claire 3 years
ago, she would.
Yeah, she'd probably punch me in the face because she was a feisty girl.
She was sad.
And very angry and lost, absolutely, and just completely overwhelmed of, I just do not know where to start.
Yeah.
And I think that I saw on Facebook today, a friend, just before Christmas and did like 6 weeks kind of hardcore, let's lose weight before Christmas and get to Christmas to be like the healthiest we've ever been. And it was 6 weeks, right? And she kind of lost 12 pounds. And then she had a photo saying, celebrating my 12 pounds loss with a bottle of champagne and a big cake.
Yeah.
And sure enough, over Christmas, there's you know, got to be a weight gain. And I've been in that situation where you treat yourself with food. And then it becomes a vicious cycle, and the yo-yo dieter, that's what I've always kind of described myself previously, it's a vicious cycle to get out of. So then this thing about, you know, we talk about the mindset and the habits, don't we?
But so important.
What the work you do, not just in group, like turning up to group, weighing in the scales every week is one part of it, but the work you do on yourself outside, these little tweaks, these little habits that you do, that is what actually over time makes you kind of be like, oh man, I think I'm actually starting to kind of get to grips with this.
Yeah, and that's when it becomes that cliche of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think ditching the diet is the biggest tip I could give anyone for a fresh start.
Mm.
And
because what's going to stop people, right? We're here the 4th of January when this podcast goes out. You know, 14th of January, who's still even on the wagon?
Yeah.
How many people actually turn up for the second, the third, fourth week of a weigh-in when you rejoin a group? And there'll be people who are nodding to this, because it just, when it gets hard, we just dart and give up.
We just do the scales. And that's another thing, fresh start, getting that image therapy, getting that, you know, if you're in a tier where it is Zoom image therapy and real life scales, absorbing that support, absorbing that, you know, knowledge. And if you are deciding to make a brilliant fresh start, start at the very bottom. Start at, I'm committing to get weighed every week, I'm committing to image therapy, and I'm committing to be open-minded.
Mm.
Because many times when I've gone wrong is because I've believed I know better. I know better than the plan, I know better than, you know, the person I've become is only happened because I've learned from my mistakes. But as a slimmer, it's taken me a very long time to learn from those mistakes. And I kept repeating the same ones, thinking that coming and throwing a tenner and rejoining, getting on a set of scales and not really food optimizing was going to get me to the happy place I wanted to be. It wasn't until I admitted and realized my issue is food. My thing, my go-to for comfort, for happiness, for sadness is food. And I have to make this a concerted effort. That was when things changed.
Mm.
You don't expect to become fit without exercising, right? But we expect to be slim without making change. And it's that understanding and committing to small, consistent changes that will get you the weight loss, but more importantly than that, get you to keep it off.
Mm.
Because there'll be many people listening right now, this ain't your first rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking, I've lost the weight and I've put it back on and I'm back here again and I'm fed up and I'm cross and I'm sad. Well, what's going to be different this time? How are you going to make this your last journey? Is it a commitment to say, I'm not going to give up when it gets hard? Or is it a commitment to say, actually, I'm going to start today 100%. I'm going to do it like the book says. Because, you know, I have the privilege of meeting thousands of members in the last 10 years. And you know what? What always happens when they sit in the new member talk is like, oh my God, I thought I did it. I don't really do it, do I? So imagine if you put that 100% effort in, the reward you could get. And that is when you could come back with the 7, the 8, the 9, the 10 pounds in your first week. It's when we do it half-heartedly, or, and that's not even at a conscious level, that we may not get the results that we feel are worthy or justified. So, you know, giving it a go and getting scared is sometimes a really good thing, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I felt like I was back in your group then. You slipped into like full on consultant. She was coming with her hands. Like I felt the passion. But when you say it like that, everyone's like, we're all like nodding like, yeah, Anna's right. Go there. Like, I feel like if we could just basically have that on our phones and just play that 30 seconds on repeat, every, like 20 times a day.
You want to kill me?
No. No. But I, you know, the thing is, I hear everything that you say, it's so right. And it's the thing that always stopped me, that first hurdle was, the guilt for and being, and as you say, being angry at myself. Oh God, how have I got here? Why, you know, it was so easy for me to put the weight on, and now it's so hard. And I was so used to playing that tape, that script of, oh, for God's sake, why are you even trying? You're never going to lose this weight. What is the point? You're just going to put it all back on and again. Yeah. Like, you know, you're never going to make it to target. You've never made it to target before. Why are you even bothering? You're always going to be this fat person that you always think that you're going to be. You can't wear any of your clothes. You look in your mirror and you hate yourself. And oh my God, I played that tape in my own head so many times. Yeah, like I actually had a little mini win the other day.
Oh, go on.
Where I celebrated the fact that I can actually feel my hip bones for the first time.
Oh, I love a bone. Oh,
because I've been covered with belly fat for so many years. And I am at the moment the lightest I've been in 10 years, you know? And I'm the strongest and the healthiest
I've been. And the fittest, yeah.
But I still have the tape of, I've never made it to target. I'll probably never make it to target. You know, you've lost all this weight, but you still can't lose this last stone, can you? So then I have to work extremely hard to shut down that voice. And I know, reading the emails, the Instagram messages from listeners, and if you're thinking this is the first time you're listening, oh, I have those thoughts too, then believe me, if there's one thing, because you're a consultant, you get to see and hear people's inner thoughts a lot. As a member, it can be extremely difficult, particularly if you do it online. And I have been an online member as well as a group member, where you just get sucked into your own story. You're unable to think big picture. And I think where, for me, like reading the magazine, I don't get the same feeling, but going to image therapy and hearing someone say something out loud of a thought that I've been having for weeks, I'm like, thank God it's not me. And I think that there are many people who say, when they listen to this podcast, the first thing they realize is like a kind of sigh of relief, like I'm not alone. And
I met a listener very randomly, and she said that, she said, Amma, you say what I think and it makes me feel okay.
Yeah.
And it's that, isn't it? It's that reassurance of knowing, do you know what? If you're in this party with us, it's because you're feeling the same things. And we're almost the voice of saying, do you know what? You will come through it. And Claire, I'm the voice, so you are getting to target. I've made it my life's mission. You are getting to target.
At some point in the next 25
years. Before I'm dead, I'm getting you to target. But it's really key that you notice these messages. It's really key you notice what you're saying to yourself, because...
Oh, hip bone. Yeah.
Yes. You know what happened to me with the bones though, Claire?
What?
I've told the story. I went to the doctor because I had a lump in my breast. I'd lost 4.5 stone. He was like, no, Anna, that's a rib. I had never felt it before. I thought it was a lump. But like I was saying, it's really important you play that message. You understand the message that you're saying. So when I used to rejoin...
Capture and challenge.
I used to rejoin and I'd drive there and I'd be like, oh God, back here again. Not going to happen. I'd sit in the new member talk and the lovely consultant be so enthusiastic and going through everything. I'd be like... It's going to happen for Sandra, it ain't going to happen for me. Do you know what I mean? I go in with that blocker up straight away. So listen to yourself. Have you joined group and not started till the Tuesday when you joined on the Saturday? Are you celebrating your weight loss of that week with a trip to the chippy? Are you saying, oh, a bit won't matter? Because these are all these little tiny things that could be fixed and allow you to have the most phenomenal fresh start. What's the difference between people absolutely smashing their weight loss journey and the people that don't? It's the ones that believe. It's the ones that believe they're capable. It's the ones that believe they're worth it. It's the ones that believe they're worth the effort.
Wow.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And as a lovely member of mine says, I am worthy. I'm worthy of this. I'm worthy of the effort. And in today's society, we're told how rubbish we are, or how we're not good enough, we're not bright enough, we're not smart enough, we're not faster enough. Actually, stand back and say, I am worth this and I am capable, and you're off to a winning start.
See, I've been reading loads of Brené Brown. I don't know if you've heard of her.
No?
She's a lady who is famous for her shame research, is what she knows.
Wow.
And she did TED Talks and she's written some brilliant books. Daring Greatly, Dare to Lead, The Gifts of Imperfection. And it's all about like kind of really challenging this thought of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy.
You've struggled with that a lot.
Yeah, like the vulnerability as well, to kind of be like, okay, I'm going to try this and it might not work. And that actually, like, she talks a lot about courage, like, to be courageous is not necessarily to be like, I don't know, the tiny man who fights a dragon. It can be small things, like, actually, it's courageous to admit, I probably am not in control of my weight right now, my health, I need to get help. It could be courageous to go and type on Google or whatever, where is my nearest Slimming World group. It could be courageous to turn up, even drive to the car park. It could be courageous to get out the car and walk through the door.
Well, look at me, I sat in the car park of 6 Slimming World groups. I didn't have the courage. It wasn't until I got in the 7th. So I think it's really important that we celebrate the little bits. We don't wait for the big finale with the stars to get to Target. Look, Claire, you've lost a 9-year-old. You'd know if she was strapped to your back.
Yeah, and you know, I find it funny, right, because I go to the gym and people are like all about wearing weighted vests and I just sit there and just laugh. And I'm like, and they're like, oh my God, I really need to lose some weight. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, everyone's in their own different journey, right? You know, everyone needs to feel comfortable about their situation. But sometimes I turn up and I am the worst on the whiteboard for a workout. And I also think, but 3 years ago, I wouldn't have even turned up. It's courageous for me to get out of bed and say, I am going to the gym today, let alone pick up the bar and start the workout.
And the bar is heavy without even the weight on it. That's where I'm at. And you know,
my hamstrings, I have had...
She's waddling like a duck.
It's my lower buttocks.
Oh, I'm so glad you shared that.
I've told you though, I'm going for the triple G, greatest glutes and gloss up. It's going to happen.
I'm going to not be dead.
I'll wear hot pants one day for this podcast.
Oh my God, I'm off! My resignation letter's in.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, fresh starts. It's an interesting term, isn't it? Because I think that there are...
Some positive and negative
connotations. You know what? I think sometimes it's easy to not start because you can't fail. It's almost safer. You know you need to, but you don't really know
how to or why.
The thing that I think I did different. So, first time I joined Slimming World, lost a stone, whoopie doo. Then thought I knew it. Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Then I put a stone on. Came back, lost a stone and a half, didn't really do much. Then I was an online member, toyed with that for a bit, joined another group for about 2 weeks, didn't really work. Then I put a lot more weight back on, so then I went back to another group, lost 3 stone, and then moved house, moved shifts, couldn't really make that work going to that group, and then I put 6 stone on.
So
right, I closed my eyes and went, what happened? 2 years,
Micra.
I put 6 stone on. No children to show for it. No 9-year-olds to show for it. And I was like, how have I done this to myself? And the one small thing that I did make a promise to myself was not necessarily to like do everything at once, like join the gym and I'm going to follow the plan 100%. I'm going to do SP for like a month. I'm going to blind weigh. I'm going to do all the body magic. It wasn't that. The one thing that I said to myself is I will simply carve time out to go to this group, which was what, Saturday, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Every week, and I will stay to group. I will just do that one thing as much as I can. And
you
that
never,
probably a couple of times I didn't.
I know. I vividly remember.
It was a bit easy with you because you have what, 6 groups or something. So if I couldn't
now
go to
5,000 because of lockdown, you could swap and change.
I could go to an alternative. Yeah. Now I know that's not always an option for people. I know some people say they do shift work, which means they go 1 week, they can't go the next week. You do whatever is needed, but it was in my diary.
Like, you made it a priority.
There were no other appointments, and it meant I had to sacrifice my Friday night because to get up at 7:30 on a Saturday morning meant there was not late Saturday night, Friday nights. But it was a sacrifice and a commitment that I needed to make. And I have to say that one small decision enabled me to snowball it into other things.
Yeah.
Get that consistency, get that commitment that actually I may turn up today and it be a game, but I've already made the decision I'm going and I'm weighing whatever is going to happen.
And that's key. But you know, if you are slimmer like I have been, dodge the scales because it's going to be a gain. Maybe that's your fresh start. I get there every week and I face it. I'm a member of a group and we're Zooming and my consultant is one of my best friends, which is a hard job for her. But she'll text me and she'll be like, Anna, it's midnight, you've not submitted your weight. And I'm like, I'm hiding. She's like, put your weight in the app. Because I need someone to say, I know what you're doing, like you do. Mm. Let's catch you before you fall. Let's catch you before it loses control. So fresh start, I think, means something very different for loads of people. And there'll be people listening out here, who are maybe trying to go hell for leather, who are trying to do too much. And maybe that's a place to look. Is my fresh start about the one commitment? Is my fresh start just swapping from oil to a one cow cooking spray? Is my fresh start not eating 16 chocolate bars because I'm sad? Is my fresh start just tipping up and sitting in group and seeing what it's like, or contacting a consultant and saying, help me? You know, whatever your fresh start is, know that this is, and as cheesy as it sounds, this is like a blank page. You can make this a good one or a bad one. You know, we learn from 2020, the unexpected happens, but we also learn that we have the ability to take our lives in different directions.
And there's always choice.
And you can choose to make 2021 the year where you say I did it, or another year where you say you didn't.
Ooh, wow. Hard talk there.
Turn 40, look what's happened.
Yeah, it's interesting. So Matt is my boyfriend, and one of the things that he has been talking about for ages, he's one of those geek kids that loves triathlons.
Doesn't he? But he's made for a triathlon. He's lean and tall.
He was obese. He was told by a doctor in a health checkup that he was obese, and it was you know, he needed to sort himself out.
Really?
This was 5 years ago, and he went on his own journey of eventually turning vegan, and he liked a variety of different exercises, and triathlons worked for him. You know, this is the thing, everybody finds their thing. Right? And he has signed up to do a big triathlon in July.
What's a big triathlon mean?
And it's like an Ironman distance. Oh, I'm not going to get into specifics. It's really boring for most of us.
I just wondered what that meant. Like, is it like...
We still get some medal. Okay. And it, like, yeah. But
you're not going to do it with him?
No, I hate swimming.
Well, do you?
No, but I said to him, okay, let's write a list. And he went, what do you mean, like a training plan? I'm like, no, let's write a list of all the things that could stop you.
Oh, how interesting.
Let's write a list of all the things that could mean that you don't end up doing this, or you do it and, like, you know, really small things, like I could get injured. Okay, if it's a lower body injury whilst you're training, what could exercises can you do to keep your upper body strength?
Yeah.
You know, you need a new wetsuit, but you haven't got enough money to buy a wetsuit. Mm. What changes could you make to release money? Cling film?
I don't know.
Jesus, imagine when you wee in that wetsuit.
Imagine what they used to do in the old days.
See-through clean. Oh my god, could you imagine that? Spectators wouldn't know where to look. You'd be like watching all these swimmers coming out. I mean, the one thing about triathlons, when they're swimming, you have no idea who anyone is.
Until they get out.
Cling film, I think you should be able to determine your man from one of the other ones.
Naked. I was meaning cling film to keep him warm, like over his pants.
No, mate.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, I said to him, fail to prepare to fail.
Yeah.
That kind of phrase comes up. So actually, if we apply this to weight loss, write a list right now. Like, we encourage you to have a journal. We're journal geeks here, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I mean about the work you do outside of group, not just like managing your food, will also really help. Like, if you've got headspace for this, it's worth thinking about. If you wrote down five things that could stop you losing weight, what would those five things be?
I always, you know, when my members say that they've got a plan for that week and what they're committing to, I'll always check out, is there anything that might stop you? What could get in your way? Because that's a really important thing to think about. And it may be that nothing's going to get in your way this week. It may be equally that you're planning to lose 7 pounds, but, you know, you've got your daughter's birthday, you know, you've got an event at work, and you've got no food shopping. So it's working around those things, isn't it?
See, this is a subject that we are going to pick up on our next episode, actually, which is listeners' questions, January 2021. Almost slipped in the wrong year then. It's too new. It's too soon,
it's
people.
Too early.
I'm at that point where I'm like, what day is it? What year is it? What time is it? What month is it? I don't know. Anyway, listeners' questions next week, where we open the doors and our ears to hear what is on your minds. And quite a lot of people already, from the messages I've kind of been sifting through, are talking about some of the hurdles that they're facing. But one thing I would actually say is, on our Instagram, we're at Slimming World Podcast, there's a couple of posts on there for you to check out, and either do it in your journal privately, or if you want to publicly add a comment, you know, as your pledge. There's two posts on there right now. One is this question of what hurdles kind of get in the way of your weight loss? And just kind of say out loud, I think sometimes by typing what it is, just gets it out there. So you're seeing it in writing. And there's hundreds of comments on there already. So even if you just scroll through and see what other people struggle. So again, you don't feel like you're alone.
Get that support system.
And then the other question is, what one thing will I do in 2021? And it could be weight loss. It could be not weight loss. It could be a part of your why of what you're doing. But like, what one small thing? If you want to put your pledge, that post is already live on our Instagram. Yeah.
Love that. I was just thinking about my own then. I just drifted off into a world of like, what's 2021 going to look like?
Well, anyway, one thing to like finish with on this podcast. Can you just hold that a second? I need to take my glove off.
Oh no, I'm scared when she says stuff like this.
I've got headphones on, you just screamed in it.
Sorry.
Right, okay.
She didn't tell me anything to do. She just handed me this furry thing.
You just hold it like that.
Okay.
Right, I'm just going to get something out of my pocket.
Oh God, guys. I'm scared she's like gonna gag me.
I couldn't do like, you know, a big birthday episode without
she's
making
got a lighter.
You.
Oh, she's made me. What is it? Baked oats.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute, Claire. She's got a candle, a pink candle, a lighter.
Oh, it went out.
We're in the windiest place in the world.
Right. Okay. No, this is gonna happen, people. I'm gonna burn my hands. But,
oh, bless you.
Okay, there we go. Right, happy birthday to you. Lemon and blueberry baked oats for you.
Should I blow the candle
out? There's a healthy extra B in there if you haven't already had it.
Thank
you, Claire. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
the wind blew it out. I don't think this is going to happen, is it? The thought was there, Anna. As she went to blow it, the wind did it for her. I would like to say that's not an omen.
Yeah, thanks. I'm having a
just as you get started, things fizzle out. But the cake's there for you.
Thank you. Am I allowed to try it?
Yes. Go on then.
Oh.
The music's rolling.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Anna gags. No. Oh, that's nice.
It's kind of quite nougat-y, isn't it? Quite squidgy. Baked oats, porridge oats there, blueberry, bit of lemon juice, some fat-free yogurts,
a
bit
clean.
Of sweetener.
Like it.
Yeah, and an egg replacer in there because obviously
I was
vegan.
Say, I've never tried an egg replacer.
Well, there you go, people. It's a happy birthday to Anna. Hope you
egg
have a
replacer.
Great. And this is the sexiest birthday present you're going to get right now, isn't it?
Right now, yeah.
Have a great week. Bye.